Can I have a drum roll, please? It's Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. I'm Jim Cunningham. Music by Franz Joseph Haydn. His Symphony No. 103, The Drum Roll, first heard in 1795 during a series of popular concerts in London's King Theatre. The orchestra at the first performance consisted of nearly 60 players, which was remarkably large for the time. It's the 11th of the 12 London Symphonies, written during Haydn's two journeys to London, where his music was wildly popular. The nickname Drum Roll comes from the timpani roll that opens the movement. Conductor Nicholas McGeegan told me Haydn was in a joyous state of mind while composing this symphony.
This one is just one of my all-time favorites. The Drum Roll is a terrific piece. Haydn was very, very happy when he wrote these pieces. He was in London, a long way away from his wife, who was in Vienna. There was no email, no phone. And he had a girlfriend who was 20 years his junior. And he was just on cloud nine. And every bar of it sounds like that. He's just saying, I know this bit's a bit sad, but I'm really very happy. He just was on top of his game musically. He could have some little mustard seed of an idea and make a symphony out of it. And this is just the sheer joy of composing. And some of it, like the last one, is actually based on a Croatian folk song, which he came from there are a few Croatian villages around Esterhaza in Hungary. Quite a few, actually, and that's where he got all his tunes from. The last one to the London Symphony is another one. So he's sort of thinking of tunes from back home, from where he was living out with the prince in the sticks, actually, in Western Hungary. And then, oh, that's the tune I heard. That would make a nice symphony tune. And he plays with it, and he runs with it. And it's just miraculous music making.
A smiling Nicholas McGeegan conducts the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in Franz Joseph Haydn's Symphony No. 103, The Drum Roll.
Thank you. Thank you.
Franz Joseph Haydn's Symphony No. 103, The Drum Roll, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, with guest conductor Nicholas McGeegan. Our guest conductor is a flutist, harpsichordist, and conductor, and well-known in the field of early music. He went to Nottingham High School in England, followed by studies at Cambridge and Oxford. Nicholas McGeegan taught at King's College in Cambridge, and beginning in the 1970s, he started appearing on authentic performance practice recordings, including the Mozart symphonies with Christopher Hogwood. In 1985, he struck out on his own in the early music field, leading the Philharmonia Baroque Orchestra of San Francisco, where he has been music director ever since. Nicholas McGeegan spent 20 years as artistic director of the Göttingen International Handel Festival in Germany. In America, he's worked with the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra, as well as the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, and he taught at Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri. Nicholas McGeegan has made over 100 recordings. He received an honorary degree from the Royal College of Music in London, and in 2010 he was on the Queen's Honours List, appointed Officer of the Order of the British Empire. Nicholas McGeegan's work as a conductor has been described as earth-shaking. He lives in San Francisco, which has experienced its share of earthquakes, so he maintains a home in Scotland, where he keeps his family heirloom china.
The Scottish one I've just held on to forever and ever. It's sort of a European bolt hole. It's also nice to go there and turn the batteries off and be absolutely guaranteed that it will rain. It's also where I keep anything that's breakable. Because living as I do in California, you don't want to have nice glassware, you don't want to have plates that you value. So all that stuff, all the family heirlooms stay there and stay in, and don't fade or crack or break. And in California, if something breaks, you just buy another one.
Outside of the music making, what do you love about living in San Francisco?
Well, I love being near the ocean. Being a Brit, I was born on an island, and nowhere in England is more than 70 miles from the ocean, so I'm about 15. I can see it from the top of the hill. So it's nice to be on the edge of something. Great food, great wine. It's like living in the south of France, but with better driving.
Unless you're on Lombard Street, which I guess is going to be closed to pedestrians and motorists.
Well, I actually live in Berkeley, so I get to stare at San Francisco, which is very nice. The only disadvantage, I would say, is it's not really on the way to anywhere. If you were in New York, it's sort of between Europe and the rest of the states. California is definitely on the edge of the states, unless you're doing something in Hawaii, I guess. But I do go to Australia, so I guess I'm going slowly west all the time.
Philharmonia Baroque has its own record label now.
Yeah, we're doing very well. Yeah.
And you're recording some Beethoven.
Yes, that came
and Brahms.
Out. Yes, Beethoven and Brahms was very nice to do. I forget, the next one just came out, which is Handel. And we've got three Haydn symphonies coming out later this year. So all good fun. And then some Alessandro Scarlatti oratorio in a while too. So they keep me busy.
Along with his work as a conductor and harpsichordist, Nicholas McGuigan is known for his scholarly pursuits in the preparation of old music for the concert hall. On his last visit to Heinz Hall in Pittsburgh, he brought his own edition of music from Jean-Philippe Rameau's Nais. Nais, an opera, first performed on the 22nd of April, 1749, at the Paris Opera. It's in three acts with a prologue. Rameau wrote the opera on the occasion of the Treaty of Aix-la-Chapelle at the conclusion of the War of Austrian Succession. Its original title was The Triumph of the Peace, but criticism of the terms of the treaty led to a change in the title. Hence, it became Nais. Here is Nicholas McGuigan to conduct the suite from Nais by Jean-Philippe Rameau with the Pittsburgh Symphony.
Thank you.
The suite from the opera Nais by Jean-Philippe Rameau, as prepared by conductor Nicholas McGeegan, who led the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Nicholas McGeegan has made two recordings of his edition of Nais with the English Bach Festival Orchestra on Erato and with the Philharmonia Baroque Orchestra of San Francisco for Harmonia Mundi. Nicholas McGeegan is a master at bringing new life into music over 300 years old, just one of his many accomplishments, but he told me there's still more to do.
You have had amazing success with the Philharmonia Baroque Orchestra. You've got this new appointment in Australia. You had the Göttingen Festival for a long run. You're on the Queen's Honours List with the OBE. Any dreams left, things you still want to accomplish?
I would love to conduct the Mozart operas again, I have to say. I've done them over the years, but just to sort of to spend 2 months in the company of Figaro would be very happy making. It's just the best music there is. I'm not going to sit there and say I want to conduct Parsifal. I don't think I could. I could do Tristan, but not Parsifal. I'm just very happy doing what I'm doing, and I hope I've got another 20 years of stuff. Conductors live quite a long time, I'm told. So just to be able to do it till I fall off my perch, doing what I do will be just fine. I have to say, a really nice vacation would be good. I don't know where it would be. Maybe a month in Venice just sitting in a palace would be nice.
And it was Mozart early on, wasn't it? You played in Christopher Hogwood's Mozart Symphony recordings.
I certainly did. Played flute in whichever movements had flute in it, and then also harpsichord when there's continuo in the later ones. He's a terrific guy and a great influence. And I was very thrilled to play in his orchestra. It's nearly 40 years ago now. In fact, it is 40 years ago. It seems ages, but that was in my 20s. So I was very lucky, and I worked for John Elliott Gardiner and Roger Norrington and so on, and the great Trevor Pinnock. So I had a good education.
Pittsburgh Symphony guest conductor Nicholas McGeegan at Heinz Hall. This Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast began with Antonio Vivaldi's The Four Seasons, featuring violinist Ye-Yun Choi. We heard the first Heinz Hall performance of the Chaconne from Mozart's opera Idomeneo. To close, it was the Drum Roll Symphony No. 103 by Franz Josef Haydn. Jim Cunningham here. I hope you'll return next week, same time and place, for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony. Remember, there are just two orchestras in the world with their own internet audio service, heard 24 hours a day. The Pittsburgh Concert Channel can be heard at WQEDFM.org. Listen now. You can hear the concerts online or in iTunes with your computer or smartphone. Each Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast is also available as streaming audio on demand. Don't forget to write for your free program guide. Also in the envelope will be the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. The program guide includes a complete listing of all the concerts in the series, the orchestra history, Manfred Honeck's biography, and Manfred Honeck photographed seated next to the Neumann microphone in our studio. You'll see Ye-Yun Choi smiling, balancing her bow on the fingerboard of her violin. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Include your address, let me know what station you're listening to. The address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. You can visit our website at psoradio.org or send email directly to pso@wqed.org. Brian Savar is the digital production engineer for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, Heinz Hall recording engineer Harold Chambers. Script writing by Carnegie Mellon University's Avery DeMaria. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
PRI, Public Radio International.